It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and music. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Welcome once again to yet another installment of Three Chords and the Truth. My name is Paddy McHugh and I'm here with my best buddy, Jen Myers.
Hey, Paddy McHugh.
How you doing, Jen?
I'm all right. I'm actually pretty good. How about you?
I'm good, you know, all things considered.
Yeah?
All things considered.
Sweet.
Yeah. Look, Jen, we're going to do what we always do, which is start by acknowledging the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land here in the west end of Brisbane where this show is recorded.
And we would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
And this show, Jen, is an interesting one. We're going to be looking at, or exploring, I should say, the influence of Irish and Celtic music on the Americana music scene.
Yeah, it's a deep set influence and it's not too hard to find it. It's pretty.
No.
It's pretty, and we've been talking about doing this episode for a long time, I think.
We have. I think it's a bit hard to avoid, you know, the influence of Irish and Celtic music in the Americana scene because so much of that early Americana music was influenced by the Irish immigrants and the people who were coming over, their instrumentation, their stories, their traditions, and it weaved its way very heavily into the fabric of what is today modern Americana.
I think so. And what I find really interesting is I personally see the connection between Irish and Celtic music in America through Americana, but also in Australian music as well. And I think for me, it's the big connector that connects what can be sometimes seen as Australiana to what is Americana. If it has both the Irish influence and a country influence and possibly a rock and roll influence, to me, it's not just solely Australiana then. It's coming over to the Americana side of things a little bit more. So it's funny for me, Irish and Celtic music seems to be the through line to both of these different genres.
Absolutely. Look, we're going to start it though by going to an Irish band who has influenced many, many, many artists across the world in many genres. In my early years, it was in the punk genre. But look, everyone looks to these guys as sort of, you know, the progenitors of much of sort of modern Irish influenced music. And that, of course, is the Pogues.
Yeah.
And if we're going to do a Pogue song, we're going to have to do Dirty Old Town. Here we go.
My love by the gasworks wall, dream the dream by the old canal. I kiss my girl by the factory wall, dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Light on fire. spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old Dutch tree. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall, dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.
that track that you just heard was American band Solas singing The Ghost of Tom Joad, which is a Bruce Springsteen, Woody Guthrie kind of fame song. Yes.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It was very cool. Very Irishy. You know, you can very definitely Irish. Hear that Irish influence in it.
Definitely. Up next, we have Australian New South Wales singer-songwriter Jimmy Dowling with his tune Sunken Glass.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Through sunken glass and the once grand windows of a drafty house, cups on the table stained with coffee and wine, places I've slept have never been mine. Rolling the blankets, rolling her eyes, tilted her head, now I win this prize. Oh, you're not such a bad one. Could have been worse. Might have been stuck here alone in this leaking old house. In a cup, telling one of them tales, was screwing off the cap, flowing like money through a fisherman's hands, looking for something buried in the sand. Victoria, that cloudy, windy old state, places you end up holding up to a bait. Jagged horizons, only one way to tell what it's like in Bass Strait before you steam into hell.
Little girl down on the banks below. Cebu through her in a buzz of bloody night. I threw her into the river and it was an awful sight. Set me free. But if I'd but murder that dear little girl whose name was Rose Connolly. His tear-dimmed eyes, gazing on his own dear son upon the gallows high. My race is run beneath the sun. The devil is waiting for me, for I did murder that dear little girl.
That was bluegrass legend Tim O'Brien and a song called Down in the Willow Garden. That was sung with Paul Brady, Irish singer-songwriter. Patty McHugh.
Yes.
Let's talk about the elephant in the room.
Okay.
With a name like Patty McHugh.
Yes.
Obviously, there's a little bit of heritage there. And I've always felt like I can hear Irish influence in your music. So
yeah, look, I suppose it is there. It's never been really a deliberate thing. Mm. You know, I have Irish heritage, obviously,
mm-hmm.
but I've never really deeply explored it. I've never actually returned to Ireland or anything like that. But yeah, look, I suppose it's always been there. I have listened to a lot of Irish music, and I've got a lot of Irish friends, and my drummer's an Irishman. He's from Dublin, and through Aussie. We actually, a quick story. He's Irish, but we call him Aussie because for many years he was a legal immigrant. So we called him Aussie Citizen. That was his name in the band. Anyway, moving on. Aussie introduced me to many Irish artists, and through him I actually got to meet and tour with quite a few of them. And you know, I was once fortunate enough to to get the spots open for Sinead O'Connor through those connections as well.
There you go. Doesn't get much more Irish than Sinead, hey?
No. But look, it's been great exploring the world of Irish music and meeting a lot of fantastic Irish musicians like Declan O'Rourke and, mm-hmm. you know, John Spillane and Pauline Scanlon and Damien Dempsey. Yeah, it's fantastic music coming out of Ireland at the moment that does influence my stuff. And, yeah, look, I suppose I'll play a track of one of mine. I know.
Yes. If you weren't going to, I was going to make you, so doesn't matter. Yeah.
Oh, good. Look, this one is something, I suppose it's an Irish story, but it's set in Australia. It's about an Irish convict called Sean McDonough. He's actually fictional. He sort of made the name. I borrowed it from a book. And he's one of these few people that not much is known about, these Irish convicts that escaped to the bush to avoid the penal settlement of Sydney in the very early days of colonisation. And many of these guys that took to the bush ended up dead, but a select few of them managed to not only survive but to join forces with the local people of the Eora to fight their common enemy, which was the English. And, So this is a fictional story of maybe how those things went down and how it came to be.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear it.
Cool. It's called Sean McDonough. Here we go.
My name is Sean McDonough. Yeah, I'm a fighting man. And upon the field at Brick Hill, I died with spear in hand. I was spear in hand. And when I came to New South Wales, they put me in a gang. And they sent us felling trees, boys. Oh, how the maxes rang. Oh, how the maxes rang. But I couldn't stand the shame of it. And I wish that I was dead. So I thought I'd take my chances, boys, with the blacks instead. With the blacks instead. So I headed towards the mountains, to the river I did find. And I confess I cannot swim, boys, so I lay down for the night. Yes, I lay down for the night. Spear pressed to me sides. With spear pressed to me sides. Threw me to the ground. I was kicked and beat, and then their chief, he stood above me. He said, death to Englishmen. Death to Englishmen. Well, I rose up for to fight him. Towards him I did lunge. Cause I've been called many things, boys, but an Englishman ain't one. An Englishman ain't one. Boy, you see, friends, I am Irish. I know well your pain and fear. Cause we live beneath that shadow for 800 years. For 800 years.
You're on Three Chords and the Truth with Jen Myers and Paddy McHugh. Jen Myers, what is up next?
Well, next up on our Irish Influence in Americana episode, Paddy, I've been hanging on to this song for a long time. I love it so hard. I love it so, so hard.
I'm excited.
It's a song called Maureen.
Oh, yes, you've mentioned this. Yes, go on.
Yeah, it's from Melbourne folk duo Sweet Jean, which is made up of Alice Keith and Syme Nugent. And every time I get in my car, pretty much every time I drive anywhere, this song will be played at least once.
Lovely.
Sometimes back to back, a couple times. It's just, there's something about it. I can't put my finger on it, but it's definitely Irish influence. Syme Nugent has Irish roots, Irish musical roots, actually. I think his grandmother was an opera singer, a very famous Irish singer.
Wow.
And his father was an Irish musician and singer. So yeah, he's got it in spades.
You can take the boy out of Ireland, but...
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, this song's called Maureen, and it's from the band Sweet Jean.
Let's spin it.
And it was quiet as she fell down. She fell to the street and to the ground. When all of the darkness came around, and all the leaves on the trees turned around, showed her how the moonlight fell. She landed like a tolling bell. Above like a butcher's hook, regarding with a dirty look, and summoning a cute disdain. And in his eyes, the eyes my mother knew so well, were the keys to the gates of hell, the bringer of the thunder and the rain. Maureen, Maureen, what have I done? Maureen, Maureen, I'm on the run. Ooh, together in our private spell. Now I can't wake you, and it's gone to hell.
Tune to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
Back with Jen and Patty on Three Chords and the Truth. We're doing everything Irish influence in Americana, Patty, and that's sometimes right. It goes the opposite way.
It does. Yeah, look, obviously, you know, it's a two-way street, and A lot of Americana music is now making its way back into Ireland, and it's got those familiar elements which make it popular in Ireland and palatable for them. And there's a lot of really great Irish artists that are out there that are starting to delve into the world of Americana and make some really great music.
Yeah, I flagged one for later in the show. I'm a big fan of North Ireland singer-songwriter Foy Vance.
Yes.
Who has a great, really soulful vocal mixed with obvious Irish heritage in his music, and you can hear it throughout. But you've picked this next one.
Yeah, this is an artist that she first came to my attention. She did a lot of rockabilly, but this is off her new album, which is a little bit more, I suppose, less rockabilly and a bit more wider spread. But look, I'll let the music do the talking. This is an amazing Irish singer-songwriter called Imelda May with her track, Call Me.
Cool.
Put it down, then I pick it back up. Praying for your name to pop up. Telling me that you're still in love, still in love with me. No matter how hard I hope, no matter how much I want, no matter how bad I'm broke, you still don't call, call, call. Taking all the time you need. If I love, if I love, if I love means anything, baby, please call, 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 call me. Can't sleep, I'm scared to dream. I'm remembering everything that you said to me when I was yours and you were mine, and I didn't have to wait all night for you to call, 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 call me. You've taken all the time you need. If I love, if I love, if I love means anything, baby, please call, 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 call me.
Calls me by the shore at peace and silence. sit down by the water and I glory my hopes that the rivers roll over like lovers, old brothers and sisters. And I, good Lord, you know we need it most. Our minds are tethered, but our hearts are wild. And by the time joys are burned, back in 50s by our own high street, where we'll raise a glass to all the fair tomorrow. We'll be fine amidst the sound of laughter ever roaring as we dream. Drown our sorrows. I sit down by the water and I glory at my hopes. Let the rivers roll over like lovers, old brothers and sisters. And I, good Lord, you know we need it most. Our minds are tethered, but our hearts are wild. Oh. In
that was Foy Vance with his song Bangertown from his great album The Wild Swan.
Now, Jen, if we're going to be looking at these Irish musicians and how they've been influenced by Americana and vice versa,
yeah,
I think we've got to talk about one particular song written by a very well-known Americana artist, Steve mm-hmm. Earle.
Steve Earle. We play a lot of Steve Earle on this program.
I'm mm-hmm. a big fan.
As am I.
And he, of course, had a massive hit in Ireland with an Irish-tuned, Irish-themed kind of song, I suppose.
Yeah, he wrote a song that was definitely Irish-themed. He wrote it, though. So
he did.
It's an American guy writing an Irish song, Galway Girl.
Yes, and it's just a massive hit. It's known all over the world, but in Ireland in particular, it's massive.
It's become a standard of sorts.
It's their caisson.
Heck yeah. I think it's pretty good caisson, if you ask me.
Yeah. All right, let's spin it.
Yeah.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. And I asked your friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair is black and her eyes are blue. And I knew right then, I'd be taking a whirl around the south. Sawtill Prime with a Galway girl.
You are tuned into Three Chords and the Truth with Jen Mize and Patty McHugh. Next up on our Irish Influence in Americana episode, we have a song from Brisbane singer-songwriter, Irish-born Brisbane singer-songwriter, Alan Boyle. This is Highway of Dreams.
Day broke the smoky horizon. They cut me free from the wreckage where I was. Took me away, gave me a name, sent me to live with some people that I'd never know. When I was 16, I fell for a dream, followed the heart of a girl in a traveling show. She took me out and taught me some things that most grown men would pay money to know. Sometimes in the night I see a man with kind eyes and white hands on the steering wheel, blood on the backseat. Over 15 I'm fairly, my mother's probably highway dreams. Small towns made me feel lonely, so I lost myself in the city for a time. Found me a bar where I play guitar for an old black lady whose blues are the color of her soul. I rode the rail from east coast to west, and was stopping to rest in case my shadow should fall. I guess I'm afraid of the way I was made, a prisoner, an orphan, a lonely son of the road. And
Sometimes the night I see a man with kind eyes and worried hands on the steering wheel, blur on the backseat. Over 15 and fairly, my mother's pearl earrings, a voice so soft, might always live this highway. Sometimes I could tell you, but mostly you find that life passes by like a dream. You can run from yourself and everything else, but sooner or later you come to the end of the road. I find a wife, kids and a life. Some folks I know who I'm proud to call a friend. One day will come with smoke-covered sun on our arms, and finally my journey's end.
Jen Myers, it is your favourite time. It is shout-out
time.
Woohoo!
Woo!
This week's shout-out goes all the way across the globe to all of the mob listening in Ireland.
Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network, and streaming worldwide via 98.9 FM.
Jen Myers, what do we got coming up next on our Irish Influence on Americana episode?
This one I'm going to send out to my buddy Ray Carroll in Galway. This is the Waterboys with Fisherman's Blues.
fall away at last. And on that fine and fateful day, I will take me in my hand. I will ride on a train. I will be the vision man with light in my head. You in my arms.
Well, Jen Myers, that brings us to the end of yet another episode of Three Chords and the Truth. It's been fun.
It always is, buddy. It always is.
Thank you to all those people who are listening. Please do get in touch with us via our social media. Now, Jen Myers, tell us what we're going out with today.
Well, we got to go out with a Paul Kelly tune. This is a new one. It's called Life is Fine.
Oh, yes, it is.
Went down to the river. I sat down on the bank. I tried to think, but I couldn't. So I jumped in and sank. I came up once and I hollered. I came up twice and cried. If that water hadn't been so cold, I might have sunk and died. But it was cold in that water, it was cold, it was cold in that water, so cold. I took the elevator, 16 floors above the ground. I thought about my baby and thought I would jump down. I stood there and I hollered. I stood there and I cried. If it hadn't been so high, I might have jumped and died. But it was high up there. It was high, so high. So since I'm still here living, I guess I will live on. I could have died for love, but for living I was born. Though you may hear me holler, though you may see me cry, I'll be doggone sweet, baby, if you're gonna see me die. Life is fine. Life is fine.